We begin tonight inside Waikato Hospital, where the health crisis has become an excruciating reality for a woman who has waited 11 days for surgery after being placed in the wrong ward. This afternoon, the DHB has been forced to apologise after the woman, who suffered two snapped bones in her left leg, had her surgery delayed multiple times. And to make matters worse, in almost 2 weeks, she lay in the same gown and her hospital sheets were not changed. Katie Todd has Georgina's story.
A tumble from a horse has turned into a nightmare inside Waikato Hospital for Georgina Lloyd. She was taken there from Thames Hospital in an ambulance on June 17, her foot swollen, bruised and skewed sideways, needing urgent surgery for a snapped tibia and fibula. But on arrival, she sat for 7 hours, unable to move in the emergency department waiting room. Ms Lloyd eventually made it into a bed in the ear, nose and throat ward, where she's waited and waited. It has now been 11 days.
It's a bit concerning. I'm getting worried that it's going to not repair properly if nobody's talked to me about what the processes are, or, you know, what's expected from you, or, you know, they've not really said, oh, when you go into theatre, this will happen or that will happen.
Ms Lloyd begins each day as a nil by mouth, meaning no food or drink from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. And each day she learns she's unlikely to make the surgery list. After no luck last week or over the long weekend, her message to the health board is, please get me out.
I've seen people come and go in my ward. I've seen that someone else who has a similar injury came in on Saturday and they were talking about doing her today.
Ms Lloyd's attempts to get moved into the private health system have been unsuccessful because ACC says it would need paperwork she can't get hold of, and a lack of hygiene has added to her almost 2 week discomfort. Ms Lloyd says in the ear, nose and throat ward, her bed sheets and gown weren't changed. Last week she says she spotted faeces smeared across the bathroom wall, which didn't get cleaned off for days.
Eventually it was repulsive, so I cleaned it off myself. And other things, you know, nobody gets bathed, so there's people who can't really get out of bed, not getting washed, and they smell to the degree that it's nauseating. Like, people have come up and visited and had to stick their head out the window because it is nauseating.
After RNZ contacted Waikato District Health Board last night, Ms Lloyd was moved into the orthopaedic ward, given a fresh hospital gown and bed sheets, and this morning she was told she was third on the surgery wait list. She told Checkpoint so much time had passed, her broken bones had begun to callus, which would mean a longer surgery. This afternoon, the health board said staff had met with Ms Lloyd to discuss her concerns and to extend their sincere apologies. In a statement, it explained it's been scheduling extra acute theatres to cope with high demand. But in this case, it conceded there was a lack of clear communication with the patient about her treatment plan and also an unacceptable level of cleanliness. Yet health advocates say Ms Lloyd's case is just another symptom of a health system in crisis. Here's Association of Salaried Medical Specialists Executive Director Sarah Dalton.
We are increasingly concerned about the time people are having to wait for acute and urgent surgeries. And we're also really concerned about when hospital beds are available, they're often not in the appropriate ward. This is not the first instance I've heard of, or the first hospital I've heard of, that has had to put a patient in a non-surgical ward or a non-orthopaedic ward.
Orthopaedic Association President John McKee explains the urgent and acute treatments are usually only part of a surgeon's full workload.
You can rest assured if there are problems and pressures and delays getting the acute cases done, or will be an even worse situation with respect to the planned and elective operations that would normally be done.
Waikato District Health Board declined to be interviewed.
And we're yet to confirm if Georgina has had surgery, as we've been unable to contact her this afternoon.